Welcome to the Big Hot Show Brooklyn episode 4. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me we got
Ken
and we got Matt.
We got a bad infestation of Matts.
Yeah. Two sexy gentlemen in the city.
Yeah, where are they? No sexy gentlemen in this room.
Yeah, no.
Guys, this is our fourth.
There's a few pretty ladies.
Guys, this it's our fourth show. I feel like this is not a fluke now. I feel like the first three, it could have just been a fluke.
We're a really big fluke.
We're just a big box of fluty flakes.
I feel like we've been putting out episodes pretty regularly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like them. I forgot. I have updates at the beginning of the show. First of all, I don't know if you guys noticed, we got SoundCloud support going on now.
Let's do a shout out to SoundCloud.
Dude, I'm not going to tell you how.
But
the answer is sex. But I got hooked up with like a pro SoundCloud account for free from the dude. I think this from is some
like,
dude.
We're like at a record here. This is like 1 minute into the show where you first mentioned sex.
Yeah, it's not even 1 minute. I think it was like 30 seconds.
You didn't
seconds.
Say you banged SoundCloud.
I was banging SoundCloud.
Look, don't worry. That's coming in 10 minutes. All but right, the cool thing about SoundCloud is if you play it on the site or the tweets or whatever, you can actually comment. You know, on the little thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone left us some comments on our episode two.
And you can comment like when it happens on the show.
I commented on episode 3.
Did you?
Yes.
You gotta check that out.
Let's see what else. Oh, also I was gonna say, I don't know if everybody checks out the website, but bighotshow.com. If you're on SoundCloud or just the podcast, I can't put links onto text. My point being, if you go to a Big Hot Show site, there's some extra links, such as me extra wearing my Two Rock shirt.
Okay, you guys really need to check this out because it's good.
Sad.
Pretty good.
It's
right
very
now,
sad.
Go to www.bighotshow.com/sad.
Can you make that? Can you make bighotshow.com? /sad and just that picture?
I'll get a team on it. And by that,
Two
I mean
Rock
no.
Is too sad for you. Too sad.
Also, I want
to
say
Rock's
this.
Not dead. I'm sorry.
To get you guys the show sooner because, I always say. All right, gentlemen.
Not dead.
I always say I'm not going to edit the shows, but then I end up listening to it and I'm like, oh, I should take this out.
I'm no longer,
even though you're like, the shows were edited before, they were garbage. Why didn't you?
Yeah, it's like, by edited, it means like you got like a big giant pile of trash and we just pick out a few dirty condoms.
We actually had a fourth co-host our first three shows.
Well, it's just like, normally I like to go through and like speed things along if there's kind of a slow part, but at the same time, that takes me an extra 2 days to do.
Yeah. And I
just assume you guys want it sooner.
No edits, no rules, no mercy.
No,
that's our
I
motto.
Can say anything I want. Poop.
Boners.
Also, Matt, you told me to say this.
Yeah.
You want everyone to listen on iTunes.
Yeah, you guys should all listen to iTunes.
Yeah.
It's better to listen on iTunes.
Why is it better to listen on iTunes?
Because you could subscribe and then it'll download automatically to your iPod.
That's true.
Or iPhone. Yeah.
Or iPod Touch. Or iPod Nano.
Yeah, no, we'll download
iPad
automatically
3.
To the Nano.
I mean, I don't know. We just as long as you listen, right? If you're hearing us now, something
listen,
went right.
If you're listening just right now, I'm very happy.
Yeah, thank you.
But
thank you.
You can make my life a little bit better if you listen on iTunes.
I personally don't care either way. As long as you're listening to my sexy
voice.
Just
to let you guys know, I've been podcasting for years, never been on featured podcasts. So
yeah, I don't think
odds of that happening pretty
but
low.
Have you ever said all this?
Mind blown.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the end of the
I enjoy
you guys.
Apple products made by Apple. I would love if they sponsored us and
I'd
put us
like
on.
Tim to cook me some listeners. All right. So,
I hate
you guys
all
do?
Of you.
What did you guys do this weekend?
I was out in the woods this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was all the way out in the middle of the woods, avoiding both of you and every...
I thought I saw Bigfoot out there.
Now, just looking at you, Ken, you don't strike me as an outdoors type.
Ken is an outdoors type.
Really?
I've gone camping with Ken before. Yeah. He knows how to do the camping things.
I know how to camp.
Yeah.
I know
not
how to
starve.
Had a crimp.
Crump. How to crep down Trebs.
Yeah.
So where did you go? What did you do camping?
Well, we sat around a fire and drank beer and whiskey and other things. And
that just sounds like what I do every Friday night because I'm homeless.
It's pretty close, yeah.
No, and it's actually, summertime. I need fire.
I went back to Buffalo because that is my hometown. And I went quick camping with my old crew.
Is Buffalo named after buffalo sauce? Because I always assume.
No, I think it goes the other way around.
Nah,
I'm pretty sure they didn't like when they first discovered the buffalo, they discovered there's like some amazing sauce that comes out of it. Like, oh, it's like spicy. And
we'll name this animal after the spicy sauce.
Well, I went back to Buffalo and I went to this area, small town called Angelica, and camped around there. And there's this.
Now, what is camping? Now, when you say camping, that can mean a variety of things. Okay, what is camping mean?
I'm not backpacking out into the Mildred.
Oh,
so you're not camping, is what you're saying?
No, I'm backpacking. I'm camping.
I'm sleeping in a tent outside. But okay. Like, I drive.
I thought you meant like that bullshit where people are like, oh, we drove out to the rest stop and like slept in the car. No.
Like, we go out into the middle of the woods, no cell phone reception. It takes like, you know, like 30 minutes to drive to the nearest gas station or anything that resembles civilization. And we went out there, dropped our tents down, built fire, gathered and chopped down wood, you know, that kind of.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
In the summer, you chop down wood?
Yeah, why not? Take your shirt off. So you just pour baby oil all over yourself. You wait till the man gets ready with his camera.
And you poop your diaper.
That's chopping down wood, right?
So. But, okay, so how long were you in the woods for?
We were in the woods from Saturday afternoon through Monday afternoon. So it was a few days.
It's a long time to be in the woods.
Yeah. Have you heard of Xbox? Because I did that then.
What's an Xbox?
It's a box with an X on it.
Oh, okay. We have plenty of those.
So that's
okay,
cool.
But anyways, I got a good story. So,
I've heard the story. I have a tale.
So the area that we're camping in. No, not that kind of stuff. I have Tails, you know, Sonic sidekick. Yeah. No, you don't kiss.
Oh my God. Help me. I'm in pun hell. Help.
So, okay.
It wasn't even a pun.
can I get on with my crappy camping story?
Yes, all go. Right.
So we're camping in this
you
area.
Kiss Knuckles. Like, I'm sorry.
Really got a knuckle under here, Matt.
All right. Oh my God.
So we're camping in this area. It's kind of nice and wide open. And, it's big enough so that you know, multiple groups can camp at the site, which is fine. But like, normally when you go out and go camping, you don't want to see anyone else. That's the reason why you go camping, is you don't want to see anyone except for the people that you're camping with.
That's not true. But like, that's, yeah, you go because you want to hang out with a group of people.
Yeah, a group of people, but you don't want to see any other campers. That's what I mean. You don't want to see strangers.
Really. I don't know, but sometimes it's cool to be like, oh, we're going to have a big campfire with me and six older men. I don't know.
What?
It's don't my know camping dream. Come on, this is my fantasy.
Was this a camping trip or a clan rally?
they're synonymous in the South.
Anyways, okay. So, sure enough, another group of people pull up Sunday evening to the other side of the campsite. They're like, oh, whatever. And sure enough, like, 14 people show up. So it turns into a big party. It's like a party in the woods.
But okay, you say there's a campsite. It sounds like you're like 10 feet away from the highway.
No.
If you're there's all these people showing up.
It's a site in which you camp. Like, why does that imply that anything is
I've
close
never
to
been outdoors. Okay, I'm trying my best.
Okay, can I finish the story?
Yes.
Because this is a good story. It requires a tale. Like, you know.
What? Oh, right. Go ahead.
Anyways, so this group pulls up. It's about 14 rednecks just doing their thing, blasting Aerosmith.
Wait, there's rednecks in New York?
Shut up!
Whoa, wait. There's rednecks in New York.
Yes, there's rednecks in New York.
Rednecks.
Now
they'll
I've
start
heard
playing
it all.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Like, if you're outside, if you're outside of any central urban area, you're pretty much a redneck.
God, I've got so much to learn about these Yanks.
I know.
Redneck Yanks. What's
okay,
next?
Okay,
there's New York. There's California. And it's all rednecks in between.
So these guys set up, and they're playing their classic rock and other shitty music, and. We were like, whatever, we'll just get used to it. And we drawn out their music with our music. And we're sitting around the fire, and out of the darkness comes this shirtless fat guy. Like, and when I say fat, I mean like big, like, you know, he's got the beer like, gut that hangs over, like, really far.
Depressingly obese.
Depressingly obese. Like, can't see his genitals anymore.
Okay.
So he shows up, he's like, hey guys, just being nice and friendly, making small talk. He's like, what are you guys doing? I hope you guys don't mind that we're partying pretty hard over here. Like, yeah. Like, I think the second that you say we're partying hard, it means that you're not actually partying hard. It's just.
I don't know. NGWK?
I usually use that term to hide, like, another term. Like, we're doing terrible things.
We're partying hard over here.
Yeah. Oh, we're partying hard. We're definitely not doing
it's like
mushrooms and drinking a gallon of gin.
Sounds like a party to me.
You know, we're partying hard, right, guys?
Anyways, so he's just trying to make small talk and be friendly with us. And he notices a stack of beer cans duct taped together, one on top of another, so it makes like a staff. Yeah. And he goes, what's that over there? And my friend Steve explains, Oh, that's wizard staff. You know what wizard staff is, Matt. Never has for any friends.
He doesn't. You guys are my first friends.
Yeah. So.
Thanks for being so nice to me, guys.
So it's a wizard staff. He didn't
this
know
is where you tape. You drink a beer, and then you tape the next one to it, and you tape the next one to it until at the end of the day you've got this.
Exactly. You have this gigantic staff of empty beer cans. Correct. And so Steve explains it to him and says it's called wizard staff. And the guy goes, "Oh, wizard staff. Do you guys LARP?" And it was just like this sudden silence, and we look at each other because we all know what LARPing is.
Yeah, for the viewers or listeners at home that don't know what LARPing is, do you mind explaining?
There's viewers at home? Is somebody watching?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, the people across the way in those apartments.
No, explain to us what LARPing is.
Okay, LARPing is, everyone should probably knows what like Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop role playing is, where you like roll a 20 set of dice and pretend you're a barbarian or a wizard or whatever.
Pretend.
I am.
Well, that's the point of LARPing, right?
LARPing is you go out into public and do this in public. Like you, instead of rolling a dice and determining something, or like you have your character on a piece of paper, you dress up like your character, right. Make like pretend weapons and pretend you're actually that person.
LARPing is lame. LARPing is lame, but at the same time, I don't know. Like if you're into that, isn't that kind of cool?
I guess it's cool that you're getting oxygen,
right? But I mean, sunlight. If you're into that, if we're talking about people who play Dungeons and Dragons regularly, isn't it much like healthier to like be engaging with other people like outdoors? And I don't know, that seems like a much healthier social outlet dudes in a basement.
It's healthier among your group of friends, but you don't make anyone healthy by them seeing you do that.
It also brings the property values down.
Yeah, enormously. Like I remember this one area is like pristine, perfect, great prices on the houses, and all of a sudden these LARPers moved in, and holy shit, there goes the neighborhood.
I feel like if LARPing was around, I guess it was, but it wasn't a thing when I was a
teen. I don't think it was a thing until like very recently.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's been a thing for a while.
Because until
I guess it's more mainstream.
Then, it's just been a mental disorder.
No, I mean, I knew of LARPing back in the day, but my point being, like, I feel like if I was a teenager, I would totally want to do live action role playing, like video games.
Yeah, maybe if I was a teenager.
If I'm like, we talked about this last week, we're about kind of like the anime nerds, like all the nerds sort of clump together, right? When you're growing up, and it seems like this is a healthy, fun outlet. I don't know. I'm just saying, I know it's a source of mockery, but it's LARPing is not the most terrible, sad thing.
Oh, no,
Earth.
It's not the most terrible, sad thing you could do, but it's laughably bad, and I don't think you can defend yourself doing it. You just have to accept that
What if you had a shield?
That's true. They're pretty good at tanking.
So after this, you and this guy went and LARPed for several hours.
Yes, we LARPed into the evening.
They did a private LARP session in his tent. Where Ken took out his broadsword.
Excuse me, baby.
More like a dagger.
I was trying to think of something smaller than dagger, and I can't. Thief. I got nothing.
Safety pin?
Safety pin.
I don't think that's even like a weapon.
Ken took out his tiny thief. And stole the show.
I'll steal your future with children. All right, so was that the end of your campaign?
Yeah, it was like this is bizarre, like out of the... Because at that point, you know, when it gets dark in the woods, it gets dark. You can't see shit. So all you can see is just what's around your campfire. So it's just out of this darkness, you see like his stomach first and then the rest of him. He emerges from the woods.
He must look like Krang.
This guy emerges from the woods and goes, "You guys LARP?" It's the most...
You know, he's probably saw your long hair and thin frame and was like, live action role player.
Yeah, I know,
because
when I think
Legolas?
Of LARP, the Beatles were like very much into LARPing.
Yeah, they were.
I'm saying, if this guy were to have come up to me, I don't think he would have said, "You guys LARPers," to me. He would have been like, "Oh man," and he would just shove Coors Light in my mouth. Like solid, not even...
No, Blake.
Yes, sir.
You're from an area that's not a city. Did you go camping a lot, or did you grow up on a camp?
Not really.
No?
I have a terrible memory. I think that's the main thing. But
were you forced into a camp?
It's so hot in the South. You know, it's not fun to go outdoors in the South. No.
Do you compare everything to molasses in the South?
Dude, seriously, like...
Molasses is a good analogy.
I don't think we have molasses up here.
No, we do.
New York is hot, and like definitely since I've moved here, and it's gotten so hot recently... It sucks because I'm definitely outside more than I was in the South because you drive everywhere.
I need a molasses analogy for this.
But literally when you walk around in Mississippi, the air is like molasses. It's just...
That's good.
Oh, just... worst.
It induces...
If anybody's from the South, just give us a call. 845-CATTLE-9.
Yeah. Does the sweat drip down from your brow, you know, past your straw hat?
I wipe it on my white tuxedo.
Your overalls with no t-shirt on.
past your bandolier molasses jars. Yeah.
I make sure not to wipe it on the side with my Bible.
Your Bible holster.
But I'm surprised you never went camping because like
I guess like, maybe some, but it's
what's the weather like in the South? In the winter.
In the winter, it's I don't know. It's cold. It's not as cold as it is here. No. I mean, there's some. There's like few years.
What's like cold in the South? What's cold in Alabama? What would be the if you looked at the Weather Channel? Would you think, oh damn, that's the coldest I've ever seen it? Like,
there was an ice storm once where I went to like
once.
That's cute.
The fives or 15s are in there, but in fives general, it never gets much lower than like. It never gets much lower than about 32.
You must have hated this winter. Oh, wait, it wasn't.
No,
that
it
bad
wasn't.
It
was not a bad. I don't think.
I know. Everybody was like, "Oh, get ready, Blake. It's gonna kill you. Get ready." And then it never happened.
Yeah. It was a really limp, crappy.
That was a good word.
It was a really limp winter.
Tiny thief or whatever.
Matt, what the hell did you do this weekend?
No, wait. Before we go to that, Matt. You've been camping before.
I have been camping.
How much do you like? Yeah. Me and I think me and Matt have both camped more than Blake has.
Oh, that's definitely true.
I actually camped a lot.
What's your opinion on camping?
I fucking hate camping.
Why do you hate camping?
I don't like being outside.
What's wrong with that?
Who does, honestly?
Okay.
Unless you live in like California and the weather is perfect.
I like hanging out with my friends. I like drinking beers. Mm-hmm. I don't like bugs.
Yeah.
I don't like trees. I don't like dirt.
This is one thing. You've told me this before. You don't like trees. Like, how could you not like
trees? I don't like them.
Like, what's that to like about them? They're
big and brown and stupid, and they got leaves. And bugs live in them, and squirrels live in them.
Yeah, so what?
You
live in an apartment building. You're basically, your apartment building is a tree, and you are a bug.
Yeah, that's fine, but it's my tree. I don't need to go over a bug's house.
I like adventure, right? I don't really like being outside, but if it's like, oh, we're going to go do this, we're going to like camp out, I'm like, that's a cool thing because adventure is fun. Are you ever drawn in by like, oh, let's go on this adventure with my buds?
See, I like going on the road trip part. I don't like getting my hands dirty. I don't like how the ground is uneven.
This was a great thing. When Matt went camping with us, he could not walk.
No,
like,
I
over.
Can't.
He, if it's not a sidewalk, but like it was like horribly bad. Like I thought he had an injury or something.
There's days that I go by in the city where I don't walk on grass.
You know, I feel like since I moved to New York though, I would be more okay with camping because I'm just sweaty all the time now. That's normally what I hate the most, and now I've just come to accept that I'm just sweaty constantly.
I think that's a condition called being from the South.
Yeah. No, not everyone in the South is just glistening 24/7.
The one good thing about camping is food.
Oh yeah, food is great.
Camping food is awesome.
Yeah, like that corn.
Ken made some awesome corn, you know.
Like,
burgers taste better over a fire, you know. Like making s'mores at night with your bros, having some beers.
We had the crunkest s'mores one time. We were so fucking drunk, and we were making s'mores. It was delicious.
That's what I was gonna say. The drinking and or drinking games. That's my favorite part of camping.
I drank just because I wanted to forget I was in the woods.
Yeah, the lure of camping is you're drunk in the woods. Nobody's around to see you be like drunk as fuck, except for your friends. And like you don't have to.
Yeah, that was cool. I could yell.
Yeah, you could yell. You don't have to be around anyone.
I forgot.
Else.
You know, like I don't yell in the city because if you yell, that means like you're getting murdered.
is that what that means?
Yeah,
or hailing a cab, which is really hard to tell the difference between.
You're
sometimes.
Either getting murdered or like you're an angry.
You're crazy
cab
person.
Driver guy or
like,
something.
Like the weather's nice. You hear like crickets and shit. And like
I didn't hear
crickets. I heard birds. Remember the birds in the morning? We were
fuck
just
the
sitting
birds.
There. We're just sitting like there.
No, fuck the birds. No,
fuck the birds.
Sitting there. Put that in on the your morning. Tombstone.
Pizza.
Sun's coming up.
Pepperoni.
Fuck the birds. It's spelled out in pepperoni on your tombstone. Pizza.
Thanks, Mom.
Man, I love tombstone pizza so much.
Man, they are the best.
That's all we had in this. I feel like there were other pizzas, but that's all we ate
tombstone
when I was growing up.
Tombstone is the best. No, I like Red Baron.
Like, I don't, like people say, oh, DiGiorno. Well, it's like DiGiorno is like no, that's not oven pizza. That's like a special thing, right? I don't want that.
DiGiorno is a special thing.
That's a highfalutin thing.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I've never really done the frozen pizza thing. I think I've got a couple frozen pizzas from Trader Joe's once. That's it.
What I like is the drunken drinking games. Now, I used to have a list of like fantastic drinking games that I used to play all the time.
You know what wasn't fun? Your fantastic drinking song at the beer garden.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was charming.
By the time I sang that song to you,
nobody understood the concept.
I did not know where I was.
Okay. Nobody understood.
And
the
I think I, did, didn't you say I broke something like I broke glasses?
No. You and Mark, our friend Mark, mm-hmm. This was at my birthday party at the beer garden in Jersey City.
Yeah, this was that night.
They decided to cheer, you know, their big giant beer mugs as hard as possible, completely spilling the contents of both mugs on a table full of women behind us.
You're welcome. Accomplished.
Birthday accomplished. George Bush is just standing on an aircraft carrier. It's his birthday accomplished. He's wearing the party hat.
I'm trying to
think of soldiers with giant birthday candles lit up.
Well, in my defense, I don't remember that, so it didn't happen.
No, I think it's funny. It's a good story now.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. Here's a fun game to play around a campfire or anywhere. Because I used to have like a dozen of these games I'd play when I was like really drunk, hanging out with here's Blake being an alcoholic, but
yeah, that's like every living moment.
When I used to hang out in Oxford, it was like
that's how you introduced. That's how
there
you
were like
the
15
phone.
People over at my house.
Blake the alcoholic. How can I help you?
Anyway, there would be 15 people at my house every weekend.
Right.
Drinking.
Right. All your brothers and sisters and uncles. So we're just the same people, right?
Wow, bow, bow, wow. But have you guys ever played the Apple game? Apple game's fun.
What's the Apple game? Do you buy all the Apple products?
Is that apples to apples?
No, it's a good drinking game is one you can play with next to no utilities. This only requires two simple instruments, an apple and several forks, which you can usually find in an average home.
I don't think I like where this is going.
All right, so here's what you do. So everybody stands in a circle and you all need to be like trashed when this is happening.
Yeah, okay.
And you throw the apple across the circle, or just in any direction, and somebody tries to catch it with their fork.
That seems like it'd be really hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do.
Oh. No one's sober.
Yeah, no, it's hard. But I'm guessing you've got hours to kill. Right?
I'm guessing. Yeah. There's nothing to do out there. Right. Well, I'm going to die in about 60 years. I don't know.
No, but that's not the whole game. That's not the whole game, gentlemen.
At this point, I'm just picturing like this is like your final exam for high school. Which would explain why not many graduate in the South.
Is there a hard mode where you use plastic forks?
Let's say I stuck the apple, right? Boom, I got it. Now I toss the apple with my fork in it to someone across the circle. And the goal of the game is to see how many forks you can get into the apple before
Jesus
it disintegrates.
Christ, what the worst? It's the worst I've ever heard of.
I kind of want to play this down though.
After like five, it seems like, five would be easy. After like four or five, it's because you're going to drop it so much.
How does it...
Dude, this is what you do. We don't have books. This is what you do. I believe you now.
Yeah, all our reading games in the North were just books.
Who can read the most books in an hour? Like,
Come on, guys. Let's have some...
read
some,
a book. Read
some
a book.
Giggling and some Pride and Prejudice.
Read a book. Take a drink.
Oh, man. All right. So we got off on a tangent. What we were talking about weekends. You got any more on your camping story? Or Matt, you got anything happen this weekend?
Yeah, what did you do this weekend?
I went to the Ski Ball World Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My good friend Christian play.
Yeah, for those
so
who
he's
are...
Like, he's like a legit...
Should we
explain first?
Yeah, what is Ski Ball?
Yeah.
Okay. So we all play in a league in Brooklyn called Brewski Ball. Mm-hmm. And it's an organized ski ball league where basically you drink and you play ski ball.
Yeah,
so, I haven't like signed up until just this week. I'm so excited.
You come with us before.
Yeah, I'm coming on next week.
Right,
but it's like organized. Like you have 10 frames per game, and you there's a score.
Yeah, there's
keeping.
Score, and you compete against other teams throughout the season.
And there's plenty of punts.
So many punts.
Oh, you're gonna hate this. There's so many punts.
No, I know. I go in once and I hate
anything
it.
Anything that can replace the word ball, roll, ski, anything like that.
So, ski ball, I guess, does everyone, maybe if you're international, you don't know what ski ball is. Ski ball is the game where you roll the ball up a long alley, and then up a ramp, and it goes into several cups that are arranged into circles.
Right.
Yeah, like the middle circle's worth a lot, and then they less and less. Everybody's played this game, I think.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is,
go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Go to google.com.
Search Ski Ball on the iTunes App Store.
And download our game.
Yeah. But so our friend Christian, he did the Brody, which is the best roller of the year. Mm-hmm. And he won that. You know, he beat everyone in New York.
Yeah. So he's like regional ski ball champ.
He's regional ski ball champ. So he was in the tournament, like the world championship.
The world championship of ski ball. Yeah. That's what you went to?
Yeah, it was held in Brooklyn. Yeah.
I should have gone to that this week. I remember on Friday I was like, oh, I want to fucking go. And then like Saturday I'm like, I don't even know where I am.
It was on Sunday. It was Saturday and Sunday, but I went Sunday. Sunday was like the singles tournament. Saturday was the team tournament.
What? So you said this wasn't, there's a usual place we go to that's like a small little place with a couple of ski balls. This was like a big deal though?
Yeah, it was there and this music venue called the Knitting Factory. And like they called it the Olympic Village, you know, and you could go from spot to spot.
How many ski ball machines do they have?
They had four at the bar and they brought in an extra five, I think, for...
At the other place.
Were there regulation lanes? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and is that like a big deal? Like people are like, oh, it's got to be regulation ski ball.
Yeah, it is, because you get used to the way you roll on it, because there's different models and there's like different materials of use of ball.
I went to a bar, or not a bar. I like how I just said bar, but if I went to an arcade, whoops.
Whoa. I went to a bar. It's like you could just go home and you've probably gone to a bar. Like
I went to an arcade that had like a knockoff.
Seen the knockoff.
It's called like Ice Breaker.
It's like pink, right?
Yeah, it's like blue and pink. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
All right. Only the original like yellow machines with the wooden balls and the
So, but I watched my friend Christian play, and unfortunately, he lost in the first round to someone that he beat in the previous tournament.
Oh, that's shame. Did this guy go on to win anything? The guy that beat him?
He went on to, I don't know.
He got pretty far. He got beat by the guy who
it was a really fucking
big tournament. I don't know if he won, but like his score, it was like very close, and his score in the first round like beat pretty much everyone else's except for this guy, you know. Mm. So it sucks that he got knocked out in the first round, but there's free donuts. So
yeah, free donuts and free booze. No, not free booze.
There was free booze for the players. Yeah, we were all drinking at like
12. Oh my god,
that's fantastic.
That's what I'm all about. The free booze. Hello.
Yeah. No, it was fun. But that was probably the coolest part of my weekend.
Yeah.
How about you, Blake?
I wish I'd gone.
Like, yeah, what did you do?
I honestly, I'm trying to think what I did this weekend. I guess it's because I can't remember because it wasn't really remarkable. I think I hung out with my girlfriend, played some Xbox. I don't know.
All
right. I think that sounds right. Let's say that's what I did.
Sounds about average for what you've done in the past 8 years of your life. Minus a girlfriend, mostly.
right now I'm dating... Heffenweiser. What is this?
Heffenweisen.
All right. Well, Ken, what did you have? You had some things you want to talk about this week.
Well, as long as we're on the subject of Heffenweisen, what foreign languages did you guys have to learn? Because as we are all Americans in this great freedom room.
Is that what this is called?
This is a freedom
room. Great freedom room.
When we're speaking into Liberty microphones.
Yeah.
We've all been required to speak foreign,
for college.
Lower than
everybody
American.
Has graduated from college. I know you guys.
No, not just for high school. Didn't you have a?
Yeah, no? But you can. I mean, Spanish. Well, I mean, Spanish in high school. You can just
It still counted. You had to learn it. And no matter how low it was, you have to learn the language from the ground up, anyways.
I was just drawing Metroid movies? Prime maps in Spanish class.
I thought you would just be writing the word banging on every single paper.
El banging.
El banging.
Excuse me, teacher, how do you conjugate banging?
What's language?
Conjugate?
Is that my dad? He's teacher.
Is that what's the teacher?
No, that's what I meant. Is my dad the teacher?
Yeah. Is that when you mean conjugate me a new beer?
So what foreign language did you take in?
I took Spanish in high school and I took German in college.
See?
Yeah.
What can you say in German?
Absolutely nothing. I know grocery store is Lebensmittelgeschäft. Lebensmittelgeschäft is grocery store.
It seems so weird.
I know
that,
grocery store is in French.
What is it?
Le marché.
Ooh, say that again. I'm waiting. But it seems, I don't know, it seems weird that when you learn a foreign language, they always teach you, like, where is the library?
The voice...
Donde está la biblioteca? Why is that?
Donde está la biblioteca?
Well, like that's the last thing I want to find in a Spanish-speaking country. I want to know where is the embassy.
Donde está la biblioteca de USA?
Americano?
Americano?
Americano? I can speak a decent amount of Spanish. I had to take it for a god-awful.
It's like one of those things where you can read it better than you can speak it. Like if I saw something in Spanish, I could probably mostly decipher it in front of me. But if I had to speak it or listen to it, I'd be like, I don't know.
And like part of me is like, man, I really wish I had kept learning that. It seems like I almost could speak Spanish if I just put in a few extra. I don't know. Maybe you can go get like Rosetta Stone. It seems like if I just work a little bit on it,
I learned a lot of Spanish semi-fluent when I worked at CVS, the drugstore.
Why? Because
when I was in college.
What? How'd you learn?
It was in a Spanish neighborhood, so I knew like
So it'd be like
I forgot everything now.
I remember. Hey, it's like I forgot everything now.
But like I knew how to tell like change and hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah.
What's and change?
Laundry detergent.
What's change?
I forgot. I totally forgot. I'm blanking right now.
Oh no! I don't know change. I only transact in dollars. That's how this works, guys.
But I talked to the little old Spanish ladies. It was really nice. And one of them bought me a soda once.
So did you have a foreign language?
I took French in high school.
Do you know much of it or it's just all gone?
It's all gone.
Why would you take French? No offense. Okay. But why would you take French?
Because I like French. But
because?
I don't know. I just like it. It sounds cool.
You just like it.
But so in my senior year, I had French 4 in what they called zero period. So that was at like 7 in the morning. Just fucking early as
that
hell.
Is early.
Yeah.
So I had my friend John in the class with me and the brand new French teacher comes in first day of class and she goes, well, we're only going to be speaking French in here after this day because you guys are all in French 4. My friend John says, fuck this. And he gets up and he walks out and he never came back the whole year.
They say that's the best way to learn.
They always say that, like in like the advanced language classes. I remember that in Spanish, and I remember that in German. Once you get to the advanced levels, they're like, we're not speaking English anymore. We're just going to be speaking solely in the foreign language. And that broke down so quickly.
Yeah.
Because nobody, no, I don't care. Like,
well, as long as even if you're half the class is in Spanish, though, it helps, I think.
It would help. But like the thing is just like the way that languages are taught conventionally are is just not a very good way, or else we'd all be able to remember these languages that we've learned. No. I mean, I took Spanish for like close to 8 years between middle school and high school, and
it seems like somebody fucked up if you took it for 8 years and you still can't speak it.
I don't remember shit from it. Like, I don't remember like how to conjugate anything. I don't remember like verbs.
I took it for like 2 years and I can kind of speak it. You took it for eight?
I took it for 8 years and I don't remember anything about it. It's this fault, you know, right here, this beer.
Speaking of which, pass me the bottle opener here. Jesus. Go. Also, but just for our listeners, if you guys aren't drinking when you're listening to this, I feel bad.
Yeah, why?
Because who would listen to this without drinking?
I drink to forget that I'm doing this. Wait, where am I?
But, Spanish was like the hardest class for me. It was the last one, the last credit I cleared. Because it's like, I don't know.
Worst about these foreign language classes was the oral exam at the end. And all jokes aside about the word oral. Okay, let's just get it out of our system. Let's get out of our system. Blowjobs. Cunnilingus. Okay. So
you had way better exams than I did.
So now, the oral exams at the end were so bad because you sat there in front of somebody whose career it was to teach a language and you're just learning it. And they're clearly like going away, like just right. They know what they're doing. And then you're just like, yo, Rito, dos.
El Buco.
Books.
Libre. Come on, even
oh,
I
God,
that.
Yeah, what's...
Like, I had to really...
Wait, Libre is not read.
Book. Libro is book.
Libro is book.
Libro,
what's
whatever.
Read? Yeah. Oh, fuck, I used to know these.
Yeah.
Caminar, that's walk. Damn it. Yeah. You know, walk the book, whatever.
I know. A la izquierda.
Oh, very good.
I know, on the right and on the left. So I can indicate what side people should stop being
in izquierda. So to graduate my Spanish class, I did Rosetta Stone because I was like, I went to class and it's like, it was all in the foreign language. And I was like, I'm just getting nothing. I don't know how I'm going to pass exams when nothing is coming in. It's like I might as well just be at home because I'm learning nothing.
How did you learn anything from a rock?
But man, just like looking at a Rosetta Stone, like, I don't know if
Rosetta, I love you.
I don't know if
teach
that's
teach me your language.
I don't know if that's the best way for everybody, because maybe different people learn different. But I feel like I learned so much more Spanish in such a shorter amount of time doing Rosetta Stone.
I think the
compared
easiest
to traditional, like this is a verb, like because they just show you like it'll be like a picture of a dog, right? Perro. It'll say fuck whatever dog it is.
Perro.
I can't roll my tongue. I can't go.
And then there'll be a cat. And it'll say gato, right? And you'll, and then it'll show something. A third thing. Now you know these two. They'll show you a third thing that you don't know yet, and it'll say, and you're like, oh, by process of elimination, now I know what the third thing is.
Yeah.
Point being, you learn like just through elimination, and you don't have to know about verbs and con. I mean, eventually that comes in.
Sure. Learning through elimination is like what eugenics is all about. Are you
well,
sure
the Nazis had it right?
Are you sure you're learning like, you know, Rosetta Stone?
Learning through elimination sounds like, yeah, like another
Stone. Rosetta Stone. Anyway, point being, if you're struggling, check out Rosetta Stone. I like it.
You know what? Actually, no, they're really helpful.
I bootlegged it off the internet. Got, never regretted that decision.
No, those guys are really helpful.
I was going to say, were they paying you today? The last like 5 minutes has been like a Rosetta Stone commercial.
That program was actually really helpful for me. I got their version of Brosetta Stone, and I learned all about how to, you know, act in college, play beer pong.
Is that what they do in college these days?
Yeah. There's beer pong 101.
I went to community college. I don't know.
Kent, I just want you to drive the topic. I was like, I'm looking at my sheet.
You don't have to stop and tell us to choose a new topic.
No,
I was
like,
just about to.
Kent,
like,
I want you to drive.
And bring
Kent, drive
up.
This boat. I'm bored. Drive this boat.
If you just give me
right now, no one's driving. This boat's driving into the ocean.
All right. All right,
where it should be.
Driving, as long as we're driving into the ocean, let's talk about something that...
No, fuck the ocean.
No, yeah. No, fuck the ocean. That we're on the right track here. What is everyone's greatest fear? And I'm not talking like simple stuff. Like,
greatest?
Like, everyone is like kind of like a little afraid of the dark, like as in like what's out there, like something could jump out at me or like whatever.
I like that show.
Yeah, are you
looking for existential things? Like,
are you talking about being alone? I'm afraid of failure. Okay, maybe not greatest fear. Those bad.
You're talking about like phobias.
Yeah, like weird phobias. Like,
specific phobia. Not fear in the general.
Oh, I used to have a phobia. I got over it.
Okay,
but growing up, I used to have a phobia of escalators.
Why escalators?
Really?
I just did not like them. I thought I was gonna get trapped in them or something.
We're talking about like the moving steps, not elevators. You're using the
moving step. I did not mind elevators at all, and I did not mind stairs, but escalators scared the crap out of me.
What was so scary about
them? Well, they're kind of a natural, right?
Yeah, I don't just. I don't know. They scared me.
Well, they're an uneven surface that you had to walk on.
True.
You know, just like when you're camping.
I've known people who are like, I can't, it's hard for me to walk on because I get weirded out.
I mean, I could do escalators now, but like.
Escalators?
Yeah, I was deathly afraid of escalators. I used to like.
I can just see like 5-year-old Matt like trying to come out of the subway and him just going.
Yeah, there was like, I went to go see a Nets game, you know, the basketball team.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, and the only way up to the stadium was an escalator.
Did you see the game?
After a very long delay and a bunch of angry people behind me, after the people I was with forced me on the escalator.
Did you have someone like pick you up and carry you up the escalator?
Yeah, it seems like it just cover your eyes and then like have somebody carry you would be. I mean, if you're a kid,
yeah, it's not gonna work.
I guess 3 years ago that wouldn't have worked.
But I eventually got over it. I just decided to try it one day. When I was in high school, and I was like, all right, this isn't so bad.
I used to have a crazy phobia of cockroaches. Before
that's an understandable phobia.
Now, before we get into this, let me change. So since I moved to New York, I don't know if this experience is true for everybody, but in the South, cockroaches are massive. All right, because I've seen tons of roaches here.
No, in New York, they have varieties in New York. They have the small ones, and then you have like the big ones. And it just really depends on how well your landlord sprays the building or whatever.
Well, in Mississippi, you get these really fucking big like tree fucking roaches that come in your house. I fucking used to be terrified. Now it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. I mean, I guess if one was crawling on me, I'd still probably fucking lose it. But, like,
you know,
I can crush a roach or fucking whatever.
I don't like roaches.
You don't like roaches either?
What about a Papa Roach?
Well, that's even worse.
Well, like even the tiny ones. Like for instance, my apartment is grungy, and
like,
our,
do you have Nirvana hanging around or something?
What?
Do you have Nirvana hanging around or something?
Oh my god! Why did I ask what? I want to go back in time and unsay what.
You come home, your girlfriend's wearing flannels and jeans.
But
you're like, wearing flannel right now.
Yeah.
This is not flannel. This is plaid.
That's plaid.
But like our sink just has roaches in it all the time. I don't know if there's a nest under there or what. I don't
know. You can get rid of roaches. You know.
No, we've tried everything. People are like, oh no, you can get rid of those. Well, I said go away, and they didn't leave. So
did you ask nicely?
there's a
trick.
Thought.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Beyond that, I don't know. I don't think I have anything specific. What about you, Ken?
Like Matt's fear, mine doesn't exist. Well, it's one that doesn't exist anymore. But like, I used to be really, really afraid of not supernatural things like ghosts. I wasn't afraid of ghosts, but I was afraid of like weird things that may exist but may not. Like when I was little, I used to take up books about like the Loch Ness Monster and like UFOs and like Bigfoot and shit like that. I used to get really, really afraid of those things for some reason.
Loch Ness seems like a crazy thing to be afraid of.
I don't know why.
It can't even get you, and it's in Scotland.
I know it's in Scotland, but I used to think that any large body of water could have some like weird, like mysterious creature living in it, and like I had a dad that would like aggravate. I had a dad, yeah.
You had multiple dads. It sounds like
my dad was not very nice. Like he would do things like try to scare me, but using based on those fears. So he'd like try to scare the shit out of me based on like Bigfoot and stuff like that. But I don't know why. I would constantly check out these books from the library. Like the elementary school library have books on Loch Ness Monster or UFOs or something. I went to school like...
No, I remember being a kid. That's what you did, right? Yeah. If you're a boy and you're 8 years old, you're like, oh, I'm going to go check out the spooky books because I'm hardcore.
I remember how disappointed I was when I learned I checked out all of the dinosaur books. There was no more to read.
What do you mean? There's no more dinosaurs?
They're extinct, Matt.
What?
Fuck. Now all I've got is Animorphs.
Maybe one day I could turn into a dinosaur.
God, I want to say that happened in that series. I feel like I almost remember
Somebody probably turned into a dinosaur.
Maybe they found a fossil or something.
It would be funny if they turned into a dinosaur and they just immediately died because they're all extinct. The Animorphs has gone extinct.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do the Animorphs ever have to deal with poachers? Because I feel like that'd be that would be like one hell of a
turn into a deer. Some guy shoots him.
Like that would be really freaking weird if you mounted the deer head. All of a sudden, it turns into a teen.
Well, now I've got a felony on my hands. Nice work. Oh my God! Yeah,
no, officer, I don't know anything about a missing boy.
What about aliens? Were you afraid of aliens?
Yeah, I was scared of shit of aliens. I was afraid of aliens coming down and just like, you know, just hanging out.
What do they? What would they do to you? What were you afraid of?
No, it was not like the
tickling you.
Yeah, I guess. No. I was afraid of tickling. No,
I guess it may. I mean, what were roaches gonna do to me? I don't know, right? They're not gonna like
harm. They're so ugly and creepy, and they actually exist.
I guess I was just afraid of like seeing an alien, like seeing like something like bear, like you see like the fake pictures or like whatever, like and or like you see X-Files, and like you've never seen X-Files before.
No, I was just like shaking my head.
Oh God! Not to get off on a tangent.
No,
but
go off on a tangent.
I just thought about this one time in Mississippi when I saw the biggest roach I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Like we're talking, okay. I'm holding up my hands. It was at least that big.
I don't believe
it. It was insane. Like,
you said your penis was like at least this big. And when I saw it, I was just like, no.
I would say this roach was like.
I'm glad I wasn't there for any of that.
It was like half a dollar sized.
Half.
It was. What am I from the 40s? A half dollar.
I laughed out. Like, are we talking about the coin? Or are we talking
but
about
it was
so, an actual
this
bill?
Is like a two or th- this is maybe 2 years ago, and I had a can of wasp spray that I had from killing some wasps.
Walking around with wasp spray.
No, we had wasps in the South. Is the worst. Everything is covered in insects in the South.
Do you spray the can and a bunch of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants come out?
No,
complain about the poor people.
Here's what you don't know about wasp spray. Yeah. So just so I can correct you, wasp spray shoots 12 feet, son.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
No, oh my God. So this guy was on the roof, and I fucking popped him with the wasp spray from like the ground. This is just magnificent beam of death just rang on him. He pops on the ground, right?
Yeah.
And then he twitches for a minute, flips over, gets up, runs off.
Of course.
It did nothing. I guess wasp spray is ineffective against roaches.
It wasn't a wasp.
Yeah, exactly.
What a wasp got in him that roaches don't?
Okay, maybe that's effective against wasp Pokemon, but like, you know. Yeah.
Somebody knows the answer to this. If you know how wasps work, 845 battle 9.
How do wasps...
Cattle 9.
How do wasps... 845
butt chew.
It's a butt chew or a cut chew. I like a cut chew. No. I like a cut chew better because we can talk about circumcision.
The circumcision hotline.
Everybody, if you
like, we have the circumcision hotline. You've been sitting on this for years. You've been sitting in a gold mine.
If you want,
are you a cut Jew? Do you have something you want to say? Well, just pick up the phone and dial a cut Jew.
No, dial 845 a cut Jew.
Oh, it's 845 a cut Jew.
Yeah,
845.
That's the best thing in my life.
Matt's gonna be getting married someday. Yeah, right. But Matt's gonna be getting married someday. He's standing up at the altar and be like, "Honey, this is about." No, it's not the best. What if you heard this joke about a cut Jew?
Best day of my life.
Oh man. All right, let's get back. Oh my God, we got on. This is an extreme tangent. So we're talking about phobias. We're talking about aliens. You're afraid of aliens, even though you don't know what
they would do.
I'm
not currently afraid of aliens. I understand that they're not going to like see us or come to us or ever encounter us.
He's still laughing. Matt is still laughing.
Matt's still laughing. Do aliens get circumcised? That's a good question.
Is that what you thought they would do to you?
Yeah, I want to know.
But like, no, wait. If aliens get circumcised, like if we ever run into aliens and they're circumcised, assuming they have a penis or whatever, and not like a cloaca. If they get circumcised, what does that mean about religion? What does that mean, dude? What does that mean? We both like getting our dicks chopped?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I would argue that sex and religion have always like had a hand in one another for thousands of years.
I don't know about you, but there's always a hand in somebody else during sex.
But I mean, okay. First of all, I'm a funny man. Second of all, but I mean, like you look at any culture, like for instance, like China, right, is cut off from the Western world. It also has these weird sort of how sexuality and religion are linked.
That's true.
Together.
That's
and true. I think that wouldn't be such a crazy thought to think that if aliens existed, they might also have similar sexual religion relations.
Blake Grimm's.
Uh-oh. Who's had too many UFOs now?
Whoa. UFOs? Aliens?
Is this even a beer? What is this stuff?
Ken drinking a UFO beer.
I'm drinking a beer called UFO and we're talking about aliens, which is like real X-Files shit. There's a guy in the corner smoking a cigarette.
I just want to bring wasp spray in and spray both of you right now.
I want to spray.
Get away, you wasp!
I want to
stop raising my taxes.
Now, what about ghosts? Because it seems like ghosts is a
ghost.
Never
really freaked me out because it's just like, you know, that's no fucking ghost.
I don't believe.
I guess Scooby Doo really just ruined it for everyone because a ghost was always just an angry old man wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Always.
My girlfriend is terrified of ghosts.
Really?
Even though she's like, no, I know they don't really exist, and it's
how old
a
is
silly
your girlfriend,
thing.
Blake? Just checking.
She's a body pillow. God damn it!
Is your girlfriend a talking dog?
Well, she's not afraid, but like we'll watch a movie about what's that movie? We watched Woman in Black, which is about, you know, this sort of haunted house. It was a fucking nightmare, terrible movie. No right. one, please, no one ever go see Woman in Black.
Okay.
The only reason she wanted to see it because they have Harry Potter. What's his name?
Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
Oh, I heard that he does like not lots of drugs, but I heard that he goes and like parties hardcore and has
sex
with
does.
Harry Potter fans.
I'm sure he does.
Really?
Yeah, like, wouldn't that be the sweetest shit ever?
Having sex with Harry Potter? No. You haven't
Daniel
seen...
Daniel Radcliffe, I will have sex with you right now.
Okay. But
you know he listens.
Maybe, but you haven't seen a lot of Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
I know some Harry Potter fans.
And they're very hairy.
Oh, man. And they make Potter.
There's gonna be some guy somewhere when the Harry Potter books came out, just some really hairy guy making pots. Be like, fuck! Like, there goes my business idea.
I guess it just blows my mind that there's so many people who do believe in ghosts. Like, I'm the ultimate skeptic. I don't believe in anything.
But
the fact that, like, I would say ghosts, if you were to ask 100 people if they believe in ghosts, I don't know why I say 100, because I'm just gonna say half of them.
Yeah, no, it's true.
If you pick 3 people,
it's
half
true.
Of them would.
Like a huge number of people in America believe in ghosts. They think that like
I don't get it. It's like literally dumber than aliens. Like why do people believe in ghosts?
Aliens at least have a chance of existing.
Yeah, like
come on.
Like we know like
have aliens ever visited Earth? Of course not.
Yeah, probably not. But like statistically, it would make sense that they're out there. Like just based on the sheer size of the universe.
Oh, so you're so sure of the universe's size?
Yes, they've measured it, Blake.
Ah, Oh, have they? I don't know. Now, with instruments. Now we're getting into... Oh, they okay. measured this with What's that called? The map? Something map? The sea map or something? The yeah. radiation map?
Yeah, from the deep sea... The deep...
Deep blue sea. Good movie. Meteors.
Hubble. Are you talking about the Hubble?
Oh, no. That's the one where Sam Jackson gets bitten by the shark. You guys remember that?
Which one?
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, yeah.
That was tight.
That's the one with like the really smart shark. This is one of the smart sharks, right?
Well, Sam Jackson's in that movie, and you think, oh, he's going to be a big actor. 10 minutes in, boom, eaten by a shark out of nowhere. Because they're like in this underground. But why are we talking about this? I don't know.
How
you can't take it away. I'm just babbling.
All right.
Why do I got to take it away?
Yeah.
Nah, take it away.
I'm not going to take anything away.
You guys ever see that movie with the shark and Samuel Jackson?
Those movies, I always catch those movies on Netflix. I think Netflix is a great source for those kind of movies.
Okay, what's the best thing you found on Netflix?
Oh, the best thing I found on Netflix.
I know my answer.
All right, go ahead. You can believe first.
I saw this before it was on Netflix, but now that it is on Netflix, I show it to everybody. And I was going to come to your party and show it to you, and I was wasted that day. But
yes.
It's called Cool as Ice.
Oh,
is that the Vanilla Ice movie?
It's a
movie from the mid '90s starring Vanilla Ice.
Oh my God!
He performs several dance numbers. It's literally like mind blowingly so bad.
It's like a sleepy town in the Midwest.
Yeah, right. And then you know the trailer.
Do you think?
Oh, there's this lame place with no Vanilla Ice. If only he's on a motorcycle.
I can't think of a place that would be lame. Then Vanilla Ice comes in and makes it more cool. That's gotta be really difficult. That's gonna be really fun. If that was like a lame town, I figured it'd just be like a post with a sign on it. Nobody living there. That's how lame it would have to be in order for.
But you know, I really do like Vanilla Ice in the sense that. I guess it was different when he was big, but
no, it wasn't different. Beastie Boys have existed for a long time. Like white rappers
in my
were not
head,
a novelty.
In my head, he was so. I guess at the time you would have called him eccentric. How? I now call him the lamest shit ever. And somehow in his mind, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What is he doing now?
I've heard.
He's on a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
He does rapping, but he won't do any of his old stuff.
He does heavy metal now.
Yeah, he's like this like kind of hardcore guy who doesn't want to be associated with his old image.
But my question is, do you guys think that 8 Mile will one day be on the same scale as Cool as Ice?
I've not seen
that. I think it's already there.
Yeah, I've never seen
I forgot about 8 Mile. Yeah. I've always just confused it with 3 Mile Island. Best finds on Netflix.
Yeah.
Matt, you got a best find on Netflix?
This one my good friend Bruce showed me. Mm. It was a late 80s, early 90s action movie called Cyborg Cop.
Oh, okay. Those are really good ones. Like those really like they're not even like B movies. They're like C movies.
Yeah,
there
was no one resembling an actor in the movie. Nothing resembling a plot. There's just like one scene where there's like 15 like Jamaican guys with like MP40s shooting at him on a motorcycle. And he flies off a ramp and everything explodes. And there's like a shirtless girl and like nothing makes sense.
Oh, I love those movies.
Yeah. I've heard that Bad Boys, somebody told me that Bad Boys 2 is like the same sort of thing. We're like, oh, I kind of remember that movie as being good. And you go back and watch it now and you're like, oh my God, nightmare.
I've never seen any of the Bad Boys movies.
Yeah.
Michael Bay joint? Come on, man.
Wait, was Michael Bay in it?
He did.
Wow. Well, I mean, now that he's a respected
Michael
director.
Bay, Will Smith, and Martin Lawrence, can you get
I knew Will Smith
more 90s
it.
Than that? Yeah.
I knew Martin Lawrence was in it, but I had no idea that Michael Bay had his hand in that.
Oh, while we're talking about fear, what about nightmares? You guys ever get nightmares?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about these because they're too fucked up to talk about.
Oh, really? Now you got to talk about them.
No.
Now we got to talk.
Matt.
Okay,
Matt.
Well, here. Let's. I'll go first.
Matt.
I get nightmares, but they're not really like... I don't know. Do you guys get like monsters chasing you?
I
nightmares?
Don't get monsters chasing me. My recurring theme in my nightmares, like what wakes me up or like means it's going to be a nightmare, has to do with lightning and being hit by lightning. I don't know why.
Like, it seems like after a while you would recognize that and you'd be like, oh, well, this is never going to happen. I must be in a dream.
No, I mean, you think you would recognize that, but it just doesn't happen. Like I don't realize that I'm in a dream. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, that's like the last thing that happens. And all of a sudden I wake up, I'm like freaking out. And
see, I never have like monsters chase me or anything. It's always my nightmares are like, I've done something terrible because I was drunk.
It must be because you're overwhelming.
Yeah, they're nightmares. They're actual
it's usually, I don't know about you guys. If you ever, I'm a big fan of naps. But whenever I take a nap, I always have like drunk dreams where it's like I'm crazy stupid drunk and I'm forced to do something that I should never, like, oh, Blake, drive this car at 100 miles an hour while going down the highway and there's children on the side of the road and, again, and you're wasted.
Again, how is this a dream? You've done this past weekend. I don't.
But it's like, my nightmares are more just like, then like something terrible happens. It's not like a monster thing.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Matt?
Come on, Matt. Come no on. Secrets here. We're not going to judge you.
Yeah, I know you guys are.
On your terrible GameCube collection.
Yeah. I have dreams about my terrible GameCube collection. No, I used to have a lot of dreams where, like, I was being chased by, like, various people or things, and like I was always on like the verge of death and I felt like I was going to die. And there was like, I remember one there, I was like running behind cars in a parking lot, mm-hmm. and there was a guy with a bazooka and he was trying to shoot me. This might have been Cyborg Cop, actually. Cyborg
Cop. I want to know what our listeners are afraid of.
Yes, that's a good question, Blake.
That's a very good question, because there's so many listeners out there.
Obviously, the answer must be good podcasts, because they are as far away from that as humanly possible right now.
No, they're not. They're listening to our podcast. It's quality material.
Yeah, I don't know. What's like a phobia, or what's like the, have you ever had like a terrifying nightmare was like the worst nightmare you've ever had? Or
what are you afraid of now? What have you been afraid of in the past? What are you going to be afraid of in
what
the future?
What are you no longer afraid of?
What do you think you should be afraid of in the future?
If the answer to all these is Ken, you're right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But before we get out of here.
If you have an answer to your phobias, or you want to answer our questions about phobias, call 845-A-CUT-JEW.
845-A-CUT-JEW.
Or 845-A-BAT. No, 845 Battle 9.
Battle 9. Battle 9 is the official abbreviation.
I like 845.
It's a cut Jew now. I'm sorry.
845 a cut Jew.
Or you can email us at feedback at bighotshow.
But, well, before we look, you guys are trying to wrap up. We still got
we're not trying to wrap up. We're trying to listeners where to funnel
their questions. Yeah, you can send feedback at bighotshow. Let us know.
We have maybe a couple examples.
Yeah, we do have some. We got some calls.
We got some calls today.
I'm just going to play them.
Why? No, don't grumble.
Yeah, no,
don't
I want to hear them all.
When people talk to me.
All right, let's play our first one.
Look at me.
Seven.
What?
Seven.
That was it. Later, I'll play it again.
Seven.
Travis?
Travis?
Seven.
Seven?
Chevin.
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 Chevin. Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Chevin.
Remix.
I don't know why it's Grubble. Like, oh, yeah, guys call in, and then just drunk people call in and say like one word and hang up.
Grubble.
Grubble.
Seven.
All right, here's our second one.
Okay, go.
Hey, guys. This is your number one fan. My name's Chet. I'm from southern Nebraska, and I have a request. I just want you guys talk a little bit about the length of Ken's hair before. I just wish you would talk a little bit more about Ken's hair. It's a subject I'm very much interested in. If you have plans, talk about Ken's hair a little bit more, that'd be great. I gotta go.
Well, sir, I think we can make that happen.
My hair is long.
Ken, your hair is dumb, stupid, and long.
I feel like this must be someone who's seen a picture of you or maybe knows you.
No, we talked about my hair in the last podcast.
Your hair, I would say it's mid-neck length.
Is he trying to like be ironic here and tell us like, hey, stop talking about Ken's hair?
Maybe this is Ken calling in.
Yeah, it's me, guys. Oh, you got me. I spoke creepily into a phone.
You do have long hair.
Every time you call anyone on the phone.
And I would say for a man, pretty long hair. Not just like, because most people think.
Look at that. That's awesome. I wish I could do that.
Right. You've got Beatles. I'd say beyond Beatles length hair.
No, I'd say this is like late Beatles. This is like maybe late Beatles. This is like Beatles Sgt. Pepper.
All right, we're already an hour into the show. Let's play this last voicemail and get out of here.
Hey, this is TK again. I couldn't come up with anything that could top the last voicemail I left, so I'm gonna try to do that next week. Anyway, last time you were talking about IKEA and you did like funny voices and I don't know, tried to impersonate what an IKEA worker sound like. IKEA is a Swedish company, so if you want to try that again, you should probably try to do a Swedish voice. But I'm not sure that Swedish people are working on IKEA furniture, so I mean, like, probably Africa or China, maybe. So we would have to.
How is this still going?
China somewhere. I don't know. Great podcast. I will listen to it until the end of time.
I'll listen to anything you do, Blaine.
Oh my god.
Your co-hosts are really good too.
What?
I don't know what these voicemails are, and I never want them to happen again.
What the fuck was that?
I want them to keep happening. Yeah, I don't want them to stop.
What?
Well, I know what my biggest fear of all time is now. It's our 845 A Cut Jew.
It's the voicemails that
it's
you
very
leave.
Anti-Semitic.
If you guys got, if you guys want to tell us about your fears or phobias, 845 Battle 9.
845 A Cut Jew.
Or send us an email at feedback@bighotshow.com.
Send us an email at A Cut Jew.
BigHotShow.com. A Cut Jew. You know what? I'll set that up and you can check. That'll be just for Matt.
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're not Jewish.
So I guess that's it from all of us here at Big Hot Show Brooklyn. I'm Blake.
My name's Ken.
And I'm A Cut Jew. I mean, I'm Matt.
And we'll see you next time.